Missions Month, which is what we do as a church. And so you're going to see and hear what goes on in our community. And it's good to know what's going on, isn't it? Good to know what C3 is doing. And an arm of C3 Church is Port Care. Hands up if you've never heard of Port Care. One person, good, that's great. So Port Care is a charity arm of C3 Church, and we are located in Fremantle. And we've also, through here on Fridays, we also do some care work here in the community, and you'll hear some more about that as the morning goes on. So Port Care was established well over 20 years ago, about 24 years ago. And our purpose is not just to meet a need, but to also help change a life, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Our vision is to build a thriving community with hope of a better future. That's always good, isn't it? And we are a voice of hope to our community. And we give people fruit and veggie boxes, groceries, we help out with furniture, food and clothing. We have a big massive op shop on South Street, number 372. And through there we do emergency relief, and we pick up bread and we pick up fruit and vegetables every day from many of the supermarkets, and we bring them back to Port Care and we box them out, and the community comes in and receives a box to help them, just to help their dollar go further. So what they don't buy in fruit and veggies, that can help go towards their other bills in their home. So it's a very practical ministry. We call it, you know, might sound like something a little bit corny, but like the hands and the feet of Jesus. And we do share the gospel. We're able to share with people. We pray with people. We love upon people. We show God's kindness and God's love. Andrew, can you pop up that scripture for me, please, in Luke? Thank you. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." So that's what I believe is over Port Care, is that God's Spirit is over Port Care to bless people, to share God's love and God's goodness. And helping people in like a practical way is a way of sharing God's love, and helps give opportunity to share Christ, to reveal God's love to our community. I saw that firsthand on Friday here at C3 Kwinana. Jeanette and the team, and Tammy and Deb Sharp. And who else was here that I didn't see? Was that all? Who? Who? Raquel. Raquel came later. Come on. She wasn't here giving out boxes. She came later. No, but I'll tell you a little bit about Raquel. You actually hear from Raquel as well. And so it was really it was my first time down here, and it was really beautiful. Tammy went to the supermarket, Jeanette went down, I think Deb went down. They load up the bread, the fruit, veggies, and they come down here. They pack everything in boxes. On a Thursday, we come down from Fremantle with extra boxes to help support with more fruit and vegetables. And anyway, they packed them all up, and people are waiting outside, and you know, it opens at 11 o'clock, and there was just such a good vibe in here. It was just incredible. We had Claire down here, was doing a little bit of filming as well, and you ladies, Jeanette, you're just doing an amazing job. It's just fantastic. Jeff and Tammy have just come on and they're helping as well. Thanks very much. That's awesome. Jeff's going to be doing some. He's going to start doing a little bit of a sausage sizzle or soup. We'll work through that as we go along. just to give out to people and to help them stay and to mingle and get to know each other. And it was just beautiful. There's a lady here with a baby, and you know, the lady handed a baby over to Deb Sharp, and Deb's looking after this baby while she's getting her fruit and veggies and bread and all of that. It was just fantastic. It was just the beautiful love of God here in his place, in this place. So I'm just going to share some stats with you. Okay, and so from January to June 2023, we have given out 13,112 kilograms of bread to our community. That's a lot. We also get a lady from the city of Melville who comes, and we give her two or three big boxes of sliced bread, and she takes it back and she gives it out to people that come to where she is to get help as well. You heard about Raquel. Raquel came down towards the end on Friday, and she took whatever bread we had left over, and she takes it back to her school, and it goes towards families at the school. So she gives all that out. So that's beautiful as well. She also uses it for the breakfast club that they have at their school. So fruit and veggie boxes. We gave out 6,681 boxes of fruit and vegetables distributed from January to June. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Don't you think that's great? I think that's awesome. We've helped out people with groceries, people that need groceries. We've $13,292 worth of groceries for people, for families and for children. We help four or five schools in our area. Belia Primary School, White Gum Valley, Fremantle College, Winterfold Primary, Leeming Senior High School. I recently went to an opening at Hilton Coles in Hilton, and Winterfold Primary School, the principal was at the school. I was at the opening as well, because Coles were giving them a grant of $5,000 to go towards their school garden that they have going at their school. And they also gave Port Key a small grant, but I got that when I went to Mozzie Park at their opening. Anyway, so they had the headmaster came up, and she thanked them for the, you know, thanked Coles for the grant. And she also says, oh, look, I just want to say, you know, Port Care are here. And I just want to thank Port Care publicly because of what they do for our school with the breakfast programs, with fruit and veg, with bread, with milk. Kids go to school sometimes without breakfast. Did you know that? Kids go to school without breakfast. It's very hard to do school on a starving stomach. Who knows if they didn't eat the night before? You know, when you eat, it just kind of settles you, and you know, you can concentrate. But when you're starving and your stomach's going crazy, man, that's tough going, isn't it? And so that was really good to get acknowledged from the school. We've also we just help different people that come in. And also there's a guy who who's a retired guy. He had a transport company. He sold that. So he comes in and he purchases off us. He buys stuff off us. He purchases snacks and goodies. And he takes them to this nursing home near him, and he just gives them out to people, you know. And so so that's other things that they do. I had a lady on something really practical. On Friday, we had at Port Care, we prayed at 9 o'clock to 9:30, and we opened at 9:30, and there was a lady waiting outside the front door, Karina, and I've only met her just a brief time, and she we opened the door, she comes in and she's smiling, she goes, and she thanked us. She goes, "Charlie, I just want to thank you for the fridge that I got." We didn't give her a fridge, we blessed her with a fridge, and she pays us back in small increments, you know. And she was so rapt, she was so happy. Just tell me how it works, and it's so good. And I was thinking, it's just a fridge. You know, And then, as I realised and I thought about her history, about her past, was that she hasn't had a fridge for years. She was living in a lodging place before, and she was putting her food in someone else's fridge to look after. And then one of the agencies found her a unit to move into. That's when she came to us and said, can I get a fridge? And we helped her with the fridge and with a bed and a lounge. But she said she needs a washing machine now and another bed. I says, well, where are you sleeping? She goes, I'm sleeping on the couch because my brother's staying with me at the moment. He's on the bed. So I'm on the couch, so I need a bed. No worries, I said. We'll hunt one down for you. So God is really good. So in Fremantle, we have the Hampton Road Lodge, where there's about 200 residents, and we have about 60 people on average will come down, and we serve them a meal every Tuesday night. We have an amazing team. We'll get ready with that film, and we can play that. Actually, let's do that, because then I don't have to repeat myself if we watch this. Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome to Port Care, op shop and low-cost supermarket situated South Street in O'Connor. Thanks. Port Care is much more than a storefront. There is a team of dedicated staff and volunteers who faithfully serve the community during the week.
Hi guys, my name is Suresh here, and I've just started working at Port Care. This is an outreach of the church, so it's a very important part of the church, because it allows us to meet the people in the community. And what I do here is I help manage the store with Avina, obviously, and Rebecca. And it's been amazing. We get to meet people out there who you know, might be falling on hard times. And this place, Port Care, is a point where they can come here and be, I guess, refreshed with some stuff like food, clothing, and also the love that Charlie has designed for Port Care. They go back feeling welcome and also hope for the next day, which is actually very important.
We provide emergency relief for people who are really in need. So when they call here and they will ask for a food voucher, and then we provide emergency relief for to help them for their basic needs. So we make sure that they're getting a healthy food and the basic needs that they need.
This is Pamela, and this is Jackson, Champion Jackson. Pamela, I wanted to ask you, what's the benefit of doing centre paid with Port Care?
Well, if you're struggling and you need some food straight away, then you can come in and do a centre pay form and pay it at your next pay date, and that way your children have everything they need.
As well as providing low-cost bargains, Port Care also organises the donation of veggie boxes to those in need within the community.
We come to Port Care for a veggie box. The veggie box, veggies are very expensive at the moment, and we've got four children that are on the spectrum. We've got a 101-year-old grandmother, got an 80-year-old mother, and a 50-year-old daughter. All living in the one house. And
four generations.
And so this really helps us.
Every little bit. Every tiny little bit helps.
And this makes meals. It does the veggies for us. It gives the kids the nutrients. And the stuff they don't like, I puree and we put it in
spaghetti
anyway.
Sauce.
And you have that in the spaghetti sauce. So it does a lot. It can help a lot of people in the community.
This is Jane, one of our volunteers. Her place is our donation area. And she comes here every Tuesday and Friday. So Jane, I want to ask you, why do you love volunteering at Port Care?
Because all the people, they are friendly.
To let you know, Jane is very good on putting price on our items, so everyone comes in here, and she was asking me how much should I put it, and we work together on pricing on each items that been dropped off here. And then Jane is also good on putting on the shelves for displaying it.
Port Care is all about local missions, and they use every opportunity they can to reach out and help.
Our program is helping school for help them to for their breakfast needs. So we help Fremantle College build your primary school, White Gum Valley, And we do Winterfold, primary school, and Liming, and Liming senior high school. So they come here, and then we provide food for them, like cereal, milk, eggs, or whatever snack they need. We provide them, and then they're giving it to the children at school. Recently, a chaplain from White Gum Valley emailed me about this family who burned their house. So we are happy. We are happy to help them as well, or to provide them the thick blanket, the basic household, and some basic food. And I think we also help them to have some furniture as well, if we have what's available in the shop.
There's many ways we can get involved as a church. One of them is we can volunteer our time. There's many things that volunteers do here, which Port Care needs a hand in terms of out the back, organizing the stuff, stock coming in, also on the till, also in different areas of the shop. Another thing as well, donations, which is quite good, for furniture, monetary donations, anything that you might not be using, or anything you feel like you've been led by the Lord to just move into Port Care, so we can service whatever we need to service here for the community. Port Care is open from Monday to Saturday between 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. So anytime during the opening times would be great if anyone's available to come and help out at Port Care.
So the lady that you, the mother and the daughter you saw there, the large family, they get like two or three boxes. They don't just get that little box, because there's quite a few of them. And and the lady that you saw, we have this we have this thing that's called Centre Pay. So we help people with emergency relief, where we give groceries, all that stuff away. And then we have another one, which is Centre Pay, is where people can come in and they can purchase food, and they can, and it comes out of their Centrelink payment, their family allowance, whatever it is, and they just pay for it that way. And so that's something we have for people as well. We have that service for them also. Basically, they're getting food on credit, and it just slowly comes out and they pay that off. So that's pretty good and handy for our community also. Now, I've got Ian. Where's Ian? Ian's there. He is. Ian, can you come down? So we're always chasing furniture and goods. I know I've had Kayleen, correct, Kayleen? Yes, Kayleen. I want to acknowledge Kayleen and Anna, who comes here. I don't know if Anna's here today, and hope I haven't missed anyone, who have supported Port Care. They've donated things to us, like a lounge. I've had lots of things being donated, so thank you very much. All of us. So if anybody has any goods that are in good condition and all working well, please let us know. We can pick up beds, we can pick up lounge suites. Okay. So Ian serves at Port Care. He's one of our Ian comes to C3 Church in Fremantle, and he helps out on a Friday. He helps out during the week as well at church. And I just wanted to ask Ian, what are some of the benefits, Ian, in serving?
I've made lots of friends at the Friday lunch, and I like how I bring a smile to lots of people's faces, and fellowship, friendship, and all sorts of other things that words fail me right now, but I like to provide service to people in need.
Thanks, Ian. Don't go away. Now, Ian, you came and you helped and you served, but you've also been coming to church the last, I don't know how many years, a year, 6 months? How long's that been?
I estimate 2 years, but I've been doing the Friday lunch at Fremantle for 4 to 5 years.
Do you enjoy coming to church?
I enjoy it very much. It's
Who's your favourite pastor? No, don't answer that. I know it's Pastor Stephen. That's all right. Can we give Ian a hand, please? Thanks, Ian. Good on you, buddy. Take your seat, mate. Actually, just on that note, Pastor Stephen sends his regards. He says hello to everybody. You know, Pastor Steve, man of few words. He said, peace. I did that. That's his insignia. I've copied him. And he just said, peace. But I'm telling you, peace from Pastor Steve. It's always an honor and a privilege to share here. So thank you to Pastor Nami and Pastor Steve. Can we go with the next slide, please? Sorry, the next video. Thanks.
Portcare has the privilege of sponsoring community outreach programs in the Fremantle and Kwinana neighbourhoods.
Every Tuesday night we go to the Hampton Road Lodge at 100 Hampton Road in Fremantle. Once a month we do the Healy Road Lodge, and every week we do the community lunch at C3 Church in Fremantle. So up to the end of June, we have served 1,236 people, okay? And they have received 2 and 3 course meals, okay? Minimum 2 course meals, and at other ones we do 3 course, soup, your mains and your dessert. In many of those places, it's a practical ministry, and every Friday at Fremantle, we do share the gospel and we share the love of God. At Hampton Roads, we do, probably not as, maybe not so much every week. Obviously, we say grace, but we generally at Hampton Road want to get one-on-one with people, and we want to talk to them on a one-on-one basis and share God's love. Of course, we do share at times devotions there. Dorothy here and Rebecca, they're part of Portcare. Dorothy does a lot of cooking in our community. She's our major, our number one chef. She's a fantastic cook. Dorothy's the one that does all the cupcakes that we've had quite often at church, so we're very thankful for that. So Rebecca is involved with helping Dorothy organising the fruit and veggies that Dorothy needs. So Rebecca, what do you do? How do you organise the fruit and veggies for Dorothy?
Dorothy texted me a message that what she needs for the week. So what she needs for Tuesday dinner, and Friday lunch. So I go to the fruits and veggie area and ask one of the men here to arrange everything for Dorothy. So when Dorothy comes, it's already been there, but we put a label on it that it's for Dorothy only, so no one will touch it.
Dorothy, why do you cook and put all that time and effort into cooking for the community? Why do you do it?
Food is a good way to communicate with people, especially the broken. It's like, for me, God showed me it's like a tool. And who doesn't love food? So food, to sit down and eat good food is a beautiful thing. And it's a good way to share.
Portcare and C3 Kwinana also organise food hampers to give away on a Friday morning every week from the Kwinana Church campus.
The team here have been doing this for quite a long time now, coordinating fruit and veggies and bread for our community. And I have to say that there's such a good vibe here. These ladies just bring a warmth, they bring a joy, it's the presence of God in here. And the people that have come in this morning, they have been so grateful. It's just been really, really beautiful to see. Jeanette, you've been coordinating this. Thank you very much. Is there anything that you would like to say?
Yes, I thank God for everything we do here. And I'm grateful to have everyone here who helped me. But the most thing is, there are like 3 ladies actually who say, God bless you. God bless this place.
Yeah.
God bless this church. So that touched my heart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Deb, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I've been doing it since it started with Janine, who
yes.
had a shoulder injury.
Yes.
And we've just watched it grow and grow and grow. And now we're actually spreading out into the community,
yeah.
the church, with the Facebook. Janine, when we have food left over, we take it down to St. Vinny's. They've got a welfare office just down the road and they hand it out. in the second-hand shops and to the local schools. So we're touching the kids and the parents and everyone.
Jeff and Tammy have joined the team as well. And Jeff, in the future, Jeff is going to do some sausage sizzles and maybe we'll have some soup for people, just so people can hang around and mingle and just talk to each other.
I just find this whole thing very exciting. It's great to see people come in and be touched, and just want to minister God's love to the community. So I'm really happy to be a part of it and involved, and thank you to the Lord for allowing us all to do this.
You know, this is part of Port Care Mission, part of C3 Church Mission in Fremantle and Kwinana. And I just want to say, you know, we're on mission wherever we are. So if you're in the workplace, wherever you are, wherever you work, you are on mission. Please don't forget that. Sharing God's love. We are a voice of hope to our community.
Thank you. I just want to acknowledge Janine. I don't know if Janine's here or not, but anyway, Janine, she helped in the beginning as well. She did an awesome job. I think she might still come sometimes in holidays. I'm not sure. I think she does. Actually, I better backtrack. Raquel, I think, has helped during her school holidays, so I need to retract that. My forgiveness. Raquel, where are you? Forgive me if you watch this. Look, it takes a team to do this. No individual can do this. And so just really thankful for everybody down here for what you do. And look forward to seeing it growing. And the future looks great here at C3 Kwinana and C3 Frio, Port Care. You know, the future for Port Care is looking really good. We currently rent on South Street, but we actually want to buy our own building so that we can just call it home, do what we want there, and have a centre there where people can come, you know, maybe run a cafe out of it and, you know, have the food, clothing and furniture in there, but expand it more. So if you would like to get involved, please see Jeanette. If you're interested in maybe helping with some cooking or something on a Friday, please see Jeff and Tammy. Is that good? Yeah. Is that great? So I know you're not here on a Friday, and you might think, you know, that's really good what C3 Kwinana are doing. They're taking on responsibility and sharing God's love and doing all that. That lets you off the hook, so you don't have to do anything. No, that's not right. We don't get off that easy. So what I want to encourage everyone is that you're on mission wherever you are. In your workplace, in your family, wherever you are, you're on mission. Continue to reach out to those that you work with, your family, your friends. If you're a part of a football club or bike club, whatever it is, just please be aware of people's lives. Listen and see how they're doing. Ask them if they're okay. Of course, they always, yeah, I'm fine. But then go, how are you really? And look them in the eye, and then they, oh, you know. And you'll find out how they're really going. So continue to love on people. So thank you. Thank you very much. If we'd all like to stand, that'd be great.